You're listening to A Little of This, A Little of That with You Found Brian, and here is the topic of the day. We're going to talk about the sweet, sweet notion of just script writing in general. Something I have an issue with is that people usually say, like, script format is good, but in my case, it doesn't really matter because as great as script format probably is for people who are writing in the industry, I'm not writing for people in the industry. I am writing for myself to animate, for myself to color everything by myself. So script writing, let's talk about it. Let's get in there. When you're writing something, do you want to write something that everyone is going to understand, or do you want to write something that just you can get through quickly? Well, in this case, if you're animating on your own, you'll probably want to do something that's much faster. So what I do is kind of like hopping, sketching, kind of like quick notes. Whatever gets my idea on the page is what I do. Even if it takes me to just making a tiny little comic strip, if you will. A comic strip, a cartoon, a sketch, something, even if it's just like a quick scribble, you know, so that I remember the shape of whatever I'm picturing in my head, the motion, the movement, all of it. It's all very important. But if you can get the same info onto paper so that you'll remember it and work on it later, the most important thing is that you're writing enough that you know what you did, you can come back to it, you can sit down and be like, oh, okay, this is what I wanted to do. In my case, I do a lot of mental picturing before I write anything down, and then I put it on paper, and then I ask people what they think. From there, I either gauge whether I still think it's good, or if people will get the joke more when I actually animate it. A lot of visual jokes are usually misunderstood in writing. That's what I find. So you kind of have to roll with it if you want a visual gag. But for the most part, as long as you're writing something, a sentence, a paragraph, put it down, write what you can. An entire episode, I'm still working on timing, but you want to make sure that you're writing not a book. You don't need 100 pages in detail. And if you do have 100 pages of detail and that's what you need to get it out, you're going to have to do some cutting, which is where I find that gets harder, because if you're not loose enough to write a story and write little clips of what you are looking for, then there's no wiggle room to add things in later if things don't work out or you have extra time. Now, aiming for a set window of time, I haven't actually, like, if I said I want to do a 22-minute cartoon, I have not narrowed that down to be a very good skill of mine, okay? I'm not very good at writing and be like, this page is 10 minutes. Usually they say, like, there's a certain amount of time. And I'm not going to say what that is, because I have forgotten it over the time that I've... That's how much I don't write scripts. That I actually forget the rules that apply to the script writing. Multiple characters, things like that. Sometimes I find that doing comic strips are much easier because I can visualize it, draw it out, and then go back to it. But then as a bonus, you also have a comic version of your show, which, I mean, maybe if you later on in life want to print it up and then just be like, here you go, all my good fans, there you go, have a cartoon. That's where it's going to pay off. You're just going to, nothing you do is wrong, okay? You just got to go for it and be creative. Writing is important, but, you know, if you can get the same thing from looking at the picture of a penny, and you know that that's the joke that you're supposed to put in, and you're like, ha ha ha, that's the joke. You know, maybe you need a little more detail, like the exact phrasing of the joke, but then you know what that is. Then good for you. Good for you. You got a mind like a steel trap, and you're smart as a fox, then you got this. But in my case, I can't... I can't always just draw pictures, because sometimes I'll go back and I actually won't know what the heck I'm talking about. So the most important thing, stay on task, writing, be in the moment, leave a little room, and make sure that you're being as descriptive as possible while also saving yourself time if you're animating yourself. But if you're animating in a studio, you're going to have to go by what the big boys tell you to do, and that's probably script format. So it's not bad to have under the belt. It's just I do mine a different way. Anyway, I'm Newfound Brian. Thanks for listening. Come back for our next episode. We're still trying to stay on track with this constant podcast thing. I'm getting better at it. Thanks for listening.